Welcome to Co-Creating Now with Monica Goyle. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle, on the Om Times Radio Network.
Hope you are having a blissful day wherever you are, and wherever you are, I really wish you joy, love, and peace. Welcome back to the show. I'm really grateful to you for being here every Tuesday with me, and I really enjoy your company, and I'm very, very grateful. So today we will be talking about past lives. I'm not sure how many of you have felt that fear that you don't know where it rooted from. Fear of flying, a terrifying fear of flying. Any sort of phobias, phobias to water, phobia of drowning, like you can't even think about learning swimming, because you know for sure in your mind, in your heart, that you will drown. Or are you phobic to animals? Is there a deep fear about a certain animal? You feel like whenever, even when you watch it on screen, you feel a sense of lingering fear of certain places, certain people, or there is an affinity towards certain people, but you catch yourself saying, you know, I feel like I have connection to these people or to this country as if I know them, and I don't think I have learned anything about them. Or if you have had any kind of physical problems, emotional issues in your childhood, but never ever diagnosed medically. Any pains that could never get diagnosed, but have been really, really bad. Have you ever felt a connection to someone as soon as you saw them for the first time? I have had people saying that when they saw someone for the first time, they even said something like, where were you all this time? Without even knowing them, meeting them for the first time and having no idea about their names or who they were. And then feeling a certain longing, a sadness, or overpowering joy of meeting them again. Have you ever felt love at first sight? What is love at first sight? It's nothing but the soul recognizing. Eyes are the windows of the soul. And you have been together for lifetimes on earth or somewhere else. And the eyes know, the soul recognizes. And that's what is love at first sight. What is love-hate relationship? Where you feel, oh, we are together for a reason. There is something that we need to sort out. All that comes from the past lives that you have lived together for lifetimes. We all have lived for like so many lives. And of course, we don't remember, but sometimes there is this deja vu, something like knowing, just knowing. So all that comes from the past lives. I mean, you can see how things from our childhood still impact us. Something happens at a certain stage and we just keep carrying it for a lifetime, without knowing the reason, without knowing what actually happened. We might forget the incident completely, But because it has affected us at a deep level, at a subconscious level, we just keep repeating those patterns. And the similar thing happens even when we move on to the next lifetime. Since we have lived for so long, we keep carrying those patterns with us. That memory is deep down there. And without knowing why we are going through something for which there is no logical reason, we just keep going through it until we are able to go back to that time where that happened. And then we are able to realize, oh, so this is not something that I am going through right now, but I am actually reacting to something that happened lifetimes ago. It's very interesting. Even the people who are skeptic, how when they go through these regressions, come out in tears, and are even able to recognize the people in this lifetime, they're able to say, yes, this person was with me in that relationship in that particular lifetime, and now we are together in this relationship. And I exactly know why I feel this way when I am with them. Or why are they so loving towards me? Or why there is a sense of disharmony between us? And it happens with all of us. Without even knowing the people, when we meet them, we either feel drawn towards them, or there is something without even knowing them that makes us fear them, or we don't feel the harmony. So even if you are unsure about that, even if you are unsure about other lives, just be here with us with an open mind to explore not just what happened in the last few years or since you have been in this lifetime, but also when you were conceived or when you were in your mother's womb, and before that in another space or another lifetime on earth. And it could be in the form of visions. It could be in the form of thoughts or messages that you get, or just a feeling. And it will be different for everyone. We all will just tap into whatever we are ready for. Nothing more than that. And especially if you have any of these symptoms, a deep fear for something, or you are going through a pain or any ailment without any medical reason, or even with medical reason and you are not able to cure, just stay here with an open mind, with an intention that it gets healed. So what happens is, even if you are not aware of anything happening at a conscious level, during these sessions, you are able to go back and release them from your memory. And so you are able to release that fear, that pain. And you don't always need to know the reason. If you are ready to know, you will find it. Otherwise, just be willing to let it go. Be willing to let go whatever is not working in your life anymore. And the healing is on. I will be sending you lots of blessings, healings, along with the masters and angels, Reiki energy. So you will be feeling safe and protected, filled with joy, love and peace by the time we are done. So how we will do it is, we will start from this lifetime And we will see if we have gone through something in this lifetime that needs to be released, or if we need to recognize a pattern that's been blocking us. And then we'll go back in time when we decided to come back to this earth and we were in our mother's womb. What happened during the time that shaped us or affected us? And the moment of your birth, that's a very critical point. That's a very, very important part of your life. And without remembering anything on a conscious level, you will still remember. You will still carry it in your memory. And it will still affect you. And then we will go back to another space or another lifetime where something is waiting for you to explore. Something that has been impacting you centuries later, lifetimes later. So wherever you are, stay with us. If you are in a quiet place, just lie down. You can dim the lights. It will again be a very meditative session. And if you are not, you can listen to the podcast later. You can just stay with us. So let's start taking deep breaths in at our own pace. And even after the break, even during the break, just keep taking deep breaths. And when we are back, we'll continue with the meditation. So deep breath in. Hold for a moment. Let it go. Keep breathing.
Of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Baysberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Keep breathing and imagine you are standing on a mountaintop with few steps going down. As you take your first step down, let go of all the physical tension, the stiffness you're holding in your body, your muscles. Breathe it out. With each breath, feeling lighter, and more relaxed. Breathe it out. Your legs, feet, thighs, stomach, chest, neck, face, and head, shoulders and arms, palms and fingers, all relaxed. Every bit of tension is leaving you now. As you breathe out, keep breathing. Another step down. Breathing out all that anxiety, all the fear, any stress you are holding there, any worries, any tension, just let it go. Slowly and completely. You are safe. You are protected. There is no need to worry about anything. And now, during this session, you are safe. And you will not come across anything that you are not meant to see, or something that will disturb you. This is a healing session and you are protected. Another step down. Letting go of all that anger. Any painful emotions coming up, just surrender. Without putting any thoughts into it. Surrender anything that you want to heal. From this session, want to know about, just make an intention. Whether it's the harmony in your relationships, any physical, mental, emotional issue, any financial, material issues, just hold an intention. That whatever is blocking any of this is released today. Whether you become aware or not aware at a conscious level. But that pattern, that memory that's holding you from leading a beautiful life is released. Keep breathing. Deep breath in and out. Completely relaxing. Another step down, and you are in your favorite place, wherever that is. In the nature, green meadows, by the ocean. Or your own backyard, temple, or your room, wherever that is. If you don't have one, just create one now, filling it with beauty and love. This is your sacred place, your anchor, and you can be here anytime. You need some love. Just enjoy this place for another moment. And now we will go backwards in time. During this lifetime, where something is waiting for you to be observed again or relived, so you can know the root. It can be good or bad, happy or sad, doesn't matter. But this is something that you need to go back and see once again, so you can relate it, how it is impacting your life right now, and you will know what to do with it. Going backwards in time, 5. Through your recent years, and you can stop anytime you need to, whatever is coming up. Just love it completely. Four. Backwards in time. During your young adulthood. Don't try to analyze anything, whatever is coming up, just be with it. You're not imagining anything. You will be able to feel whatever is coming up, so just be with it. 3. Through your teenage years, just look around you. Look at you at that stage or wherever you are. 2. When you were a young child, see what's going on. 1. When you were a baby, what do you see? Just notice how old you are. Notice your surroundings, your clothes, the people around you. Are you alone or are you with someone? What's going on? Is it a good memory? Notice your feelings. What is coming up for you? How do you feel about it? Do you want to say something to the people around you about how you are feeling? Don't hold back. Do that. Release it completely. Again, don't analyze. Just be with it, feel it, and do what you feel guided to do. Any thoughts coming up? Any feelings coming up? Any urge to say something, even scream? If there is anger coming up, do you need to let anyone know anything? You can do so now, openly, freely. Don't hesitate. Let out whatever is coming up. Notice the emotions, the feelings in your body. Are you anxious, sad, angry, happy? Whatever is coming up is totally fine. Just be with it. And as you feel guided, just act. Stay there. We will be back after a short break.
Conscious Radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness and action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Stay with your feelings, emotions, and as you are feeling guided, keep releasing those. Any thoughts? Any messages coming up? on how it's impacting your life and what you need to change. Observe that. Observe the feelings in your body. Observe the emotions coming up. And let's take a deep breath in to release and surrender whatever came up. And I'm helping you release if any difficult emotions came up for you. And praying that you learn the lesson and are able to move on. If it is a happy memory, just hold it in your heart and allow it to be your guiding factor in life. Allow that joy and love to fill each and every pore of your cell and heal you right this moment completely. Now let's go back to the time when you decided to come back to this earth to experience a lesson, to live a purpose, and you were in your mother's womb. Just feel that warmth when you were that tiny seed inside your mother's womb. How did you feel? How are you feeling right now in your mother's womb? Are you able to hear anything? See anything? How do you feel? Are you able to sense your mom's feelings and emotions? How is she feeling? Happy, sad, any other emotions coming up? Observe any voices you can hear. Do you feel anyone else around during that time? Can you hear to any other conversations? Your dad or anyone else, any other significant figures in your life? Do you like to be there inside your mom's womb? What is the feeling like? Do you feel protected? Do you feel loved? Or you want to get out of there? Want to breathe out? You want to be out in the world? Or you want to stay there longer? Observe whatever is coming up for you. Do you want to tell your mother something? Do you want to thank her or let her know about how you feel? This is your moment. Talk to her, let her know, and thank her for bringing you back. Now we will go through a birthing process, which is not painful, but joyful. You are ready to come out. One, two, three. You are drawing your first breath. Your first breath on earth. Breathing yourself. How do you feel? Look around you. Who is with you? Who's holding you? Who all are in the room? Is your mom there? How do you feel? Is there anyone else? Doctors, nurses? Your other parent? Anyone else? Look around and feel, relive that feeling of coming back to the earth. Are you with your family? How do you feel? Is there anything that's coming up for you? Anything that you want to say or let the people know around you? Do you feel happy or sad? Curious? Just notice those feelings, whatever is coming for you. And convey whatever you need to convey. Just be in that moment. And now we will go back to the time, to another lifetime. Or another space where there is a deeper life lesson or a pattern that rooted in that particular lifetime is waiting for us. So we can now go back and relive and release what is impacting us and is not required at all. Or look at the relationships that we want to explore, or a physical, mental, emotional issue and pattern, or love, peace and joy that was very essence of us. Feel it, live it once again, remember it, and allow it to be the very essence of us. So we will go through, we will flow through a beautiful white tunnel of light, at the end of which is a door that opens to another lifetime or another space. I will count backwards in time. 5. We are floating through a beautiful tunnel of light, full of unconditional love and peace. A healing space. Just floating through it. For absorbing it all. Taking in that beautiful energy. Rejuvenating. So relaxing. Filling our very core. 3. Take in that peace. 4. From that beautiful tunnel of light. 2. And the door to the other side opens. Just stay there. Observe. Look around. Look at your feet. Stay in that meditative state. Be there completely. We will be back after a short break.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Look at your feet. Look what you're wearing. Are you a male or a female? Where are you? Are you on Earth? What do you see around you? How old are you? Do you feel anything? What time period is it? And again, no analysis required. Whatever is coming up is true. Look at your surroundings. Which country, which city, or which part of the world are you in? Or are you in another space? White light? Any beings of light? What's going on? Or are you floating in the air, just flying, seeing different things? Just observe. Go to your home. Where you lived or where you live? Where is it? How does it look like? Any familiarity? Any sense of knowing? Your family? Who lives with you? Do you recognize those people in this lifetime? What do you do for a living? Any other things you see, you feel drawn towards? Or don't like? Let's move forward from the scene. 10 years later. In that lifetime, where are you? What are you doing? Are you still in that same place with the same people? What do you see? How do you feel? Are you healthy? How about your relationships? Are you financially strong? Do you feel any lack of any kind? Is that a happy lifetime? What is it that life is trying to teach you? Do you need to forgive anyone? Let's go to the time, the end of your life, when you are in your deathbed, drawing your last breaths. Is this a natural death? Who is with you? Was this a good lifetime? Are you feeling at peace as you know your time has come? Now you are drawing your last breath and your soul leaves the body, flying above. How do you feel? Do you feel lighter, at peace? Are there any other beings with you? Around you? Any messages coming up? The life lessons that you learned? Are you able to see why you were in that lifetime? And what was the lesson? Let it all come through. Just listen, feel whatever is coming up for you. Being at that peace. And looking at a life with a new, higher perspective. And being at peace with your mission. Knowing that you are much above and beyond what you lived. You are vast, vaster than the ocean, very part of divine. You are joy, love, and peace. And come back. Fulfill your soul mission. You are the soul. You are indestructible. Holding that peace and love and joy in your heart that you are. At the count of three, can open your eyes, promising yourself to always take care of yourself. One, feeling that inner glow, the glow of your soul. Two, ready to welcome the sunshine back into your life. Three, with a big smile on your face, knowing the powerful you, the peaceful you, the lovable you. You can open your eyes. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a wonderful, blissful day. Love you all.